Just some general situation that how we used to use them.
That's it.
Exactly. The day that I actually used to be the president of ships.
I bet you believe tomorrow. I feel very strongly about U.S. naval strength for that reason. I think, and frankly, the strength of the whole alliance there. But it gets down to, another thing. Chinese, of course, and their views. They are petrified at the thought, I don't know whether they tell you this, but they are petrified at the thought that we would cut back our military presence. You know, the traditional communist reaction is that the U.S. should disengage and get out of Japan. So they don't want us out of Japan. They may say that, but they don't want us there. When I talked to Joe and Lai, we didn't fool around about it. Unusual pattern for everybody, but he's, you know, highly sophisticated. So I said, well, Mr. Premier, I said, let's just look at the situation. I said, we're not going to be out of Japan. I said, it's not for interest. He said, what do you want Japan to do? He said, here's Japan. It's an economic giant and a military pigmy. If the United States cuts off its military alliance with Japan, what's Japan going to do? I said, Japan then has got to make a choice. Choice would be to have to find somebody else to guarantee its security, or it's going to have to take care of its own security. It seemed to be to them, the Chinese, to have us in Japan, and of course they're thinking of their big northern neighbor too, to have us in Japan is much better than having the Russians there, or much better than having the Japanese militarists there. Don't you think that's a powerful argument? And the thing is that I'm not suggesting that we can get everybody lined up in the House and Senate and so on, in our media to support this, or except that one salutary